AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says a key participant in the 2012 Benghazi attacks is now in custody. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The attacks on the Benghazi compound and a nearby annex killed four Americans.
We have never forgotten those heroes, and we have never stopped seeking justice for that crime against our nation.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Zubair al-Bakoush was brought to the U.S. this morning and will be prosecuted for the deaths. The Benghazi attacks have long been a divisive political issue, with Republicans seeking to blame the Obama administration, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for faulty security at the outposts and a slow response to the attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A racist post on President Trump's social media account depicting former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle as primates in a jungle has been taken down. The White House initially defended last night's post. Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The AP's John Gambrell is there.
Broadly speaking, it felt like back to the future. The Iranians and the Americans are now again talking about how to have talks. And this is sort of what we saw last year when Steve Witkoff, the U.S. Special Envoy, and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi first started negotiations over Iran's program. Now, those negotiations broke down after Israel launched a 12-day war against Iran back in June that saw the Americans also bomb Iranian nuclear sites.
Pakistani officials say a suicide bomber targeted a Shiite mosque on the outskirts of Islamabad during Friday prayers, killing 31 people, wounding about 170 others. The stock market is storming back as Wall Street recovers much of its losses from earlier in the week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Bitcoin has steadied a bit today. Here's the AP's Luke Garrett.
The price of Bitcoin fell to its lowest level during President Trump's second term. The downward slide, which ended Friday when it stabilized at just over $68,000, meant that it was worth less than it was when Trump was elected to his second term. Bitcoin, pitched as digital gold, has lost nearly half of its value since October 6th, when it hit a record high of just over $126,000, according to crypto trading platform Coinbase.
Hello, Bitcoiners. Thank you very much.
Trump had heavily backed cryptocurrency companies since he was elected, with prices initially chugging higher for the better part of a year, in part due to investors' expectations of a more crypto-friendly administration. Now, those gains have been erased, with the sell-off appearing to be a combination of investors pulling out of speculative assets like gold and a concern about the future of cryptocurrency regulation.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.